liquid diet for 9 months.
Oh my goodness.
You know, I didn't want anything like that.
Today, I'm joined by Butch, who will share 3 downsides to dental implants that initially held him back from getting them. And we'll talk about what ultimately convinced him to travel over 2,000 miles to undergo the procedure. The first one being traveling. What concerns did you have about, you know, the time and travel required to go and get your teeth fixed with dental implants, especially since you were in remote Alaska?
I'm from Texas, and I had thought about Mexico, and Mexico's got cheap dental work. And if I was to do Mexico, I'd have to fly from Alaska to Mexico, have them pulled, they give me temporary dentures, back to Alaska, tell my teeth or my gums heal up enough, and then they start making my teeth. But I'd have to fly back and forth to Mexico, and I'm sure that would be, I don't know, maybe 4, possibly even 5 trips back and forth to Mexico. And from Alaska to Mexico is not cheap.
So the second downside is, you know, how long it would take to actually get your final set of teeth. Can you kind of talk about your friend that had went through an experience with dental implants where it was kind of taking a while to get that done?
A good friend of mine I work with, he's got a friend that's a dentist in Kansas. He got implants too, but he went almost 9.5, 10 months on a liquid diet while his implants were being made. Yeah. Ooh. Got him for a discounted price and everything because it was a friend and all that, but still a liquid diet for 9 months.
Right. Not even a soft diet, a liquid diet.
No, he had no teeth at all. It was gums.
Oh my goodness.
I didn't want anything like that.
So let's talk about the third downside, which is cost. Were there concerns that you had about, you know, the cost of dental implants initially?
Sure. I originally looked into implants back in the 90s and had the scan done, the whole 9 yards. They said I wouldn't be a good candidate because I have a little bit of bone degeneration on one side. And they gave me an estimate, this, that, and the other. I said, because I really wanted them because I knew my teeth were bad back then in the 90s. And so I couldn't afford it at the time, this, that, and the others. And I moved up here to Alaska in 2012. We don't have any dentists up here. And then the closest town that does have dentists would be Juneau. And that's the most expensive city in all of Alaska to live in. So the dentists there are outrageous.
Now let's talk about what ultimately convinced you to travel over 2,000 miles to get dental implants. You mentioned concerns about, you know, traveling and the amount of appointments, having to go back and forth. So what actually convinced you to be like, I'm going to go and get this done?
I saw a Nuvia ad on Facebook and it offered 24-hour teeth. And I'm like, whoa, that made me interested. So I got on the phone and I called Kaysen and talked with Kaysen, and he explained the whole situation to me and how Nuvia works. And that's up here in Alaska when I was using a Wi-Fi booster to boost my phone so I could even talk to anybody. So I took a couple pictures of my upper jaw and lower jaw, sent them to him. He looked at him and says, oh, yeah, you're definitely a good candidate, because he saw what I was doing, what I was going through. And he said, and you'll be our first travel patient from Alaska. And I go, oh, wow. And they interviewed me up here in January of all times to come up to Alaska.
Wow.
But yeah, so we flew back down together. We ended up getting hung up in Seattle overnight, but that was no big deal. Then we ended up in Salt Lake the next day. That's when they took me on the tour of the one there in Salt Lake. I did downstairs and upstairs, got to meet everybody, made my appointments for the next day. And my whole turnaround there was 3 days. I went in, met everybody. The next day I went in for surgery and all the teeth being pulled. They got me back to the hotel room. The next day at about 2 o'clock, Chris and Kaysen come pick me up. And 3 o'clock that afternoon, they were putting new teeth in my mouth. And 6 o'clock that evening, I was in a restaurant eating pasta.
Wow.
I was just amazed at how quickly that turnaround was, because, you know, I've had the fear of having dentures or partials or just something else besides my permanent teeth. But no, they gave them to me 24 hours later. Like I said, I was Chris and Casey in a trolley car eating pasta 24 hours after they had pulled my teeth.
That's so crazy, isn't it?
It is.
Like, who would have thought?
I would have. I never thought that you could get teeth in 24 hours. I now understand how come Nuvia is growing so fast and so quickly because of what they offer. It's just amazing. It really is. Mm-hmm. They're changing a lot of people's lives, and they just took care of me. I can't talk enough about Nuvia, to tell you the truth. I would recommend them to anybody. I'd have it done again, even if it costs twice as much. And Nuvia offers a real nice financing plan, and they work real well with you. I had no problems paying it off. It really was not a huge payment every month. You know, I guess it all depends upon how much you finance and how much you put down and this, that, and the other, or how long you work it out. But there was no added cost to anything that they did. There was one set figure, and that was it. And as long as I paid that, everything was good. So, yes, having a cost guide would be nice for anybody in the future, because then they know what to expect. They may have to finance or save up for, like I did, or whatever.
For those who are watching, you can download that in the description below to check it out. You went to Nuvia because you're like, 24 hours, permanent teeth in 24 hours. That convinced you to Correct. Go there and get it done. Have you had to go back since? I know you kind of touched on that, but can you kind of tell me how many times you've gone?
I've only been back once. I'm going to Nashville very beginning of October, but I'm scheduling my annual appointment in Nashville because I wasn't able to schedule one in Seattle just because of the way I'm traveling. So that'll be my third trip to Nuvia. And ever since my 6 months checkup, I've had no problems. The only problem, like I said, is every now and then biting my lip or biting my tongue, just getting used to the new teeth. And I can eat anything. And I'm amazed, like when I take a slice of pizza and I go bite into a slice of pizza, perfect bite mark all the way around the pizza, you know, and it just comes right off. And I'm like, wow. Because usually I'd have a hole here or a hole there, you know, and you're trying to pull it through. The look is amazing. I'm actually able to smile again, and I'm still working on my muscles to get my muscles back smiling, because I just always had a smirk for last 30 years. It was always just a smirk. I didn't want to open my mouth and show my teeth. And so look is amazing. And I can't talk enough about functionality. Between everything from grinding to biting to the only one drawback I have that I haven't gotten, it's only because I haven't gotten used to it yet, but I love to fish. And every now and then you like have to bite onto the line to help pull, to tighten a knot.
Right.
I can't find that spot yet.
You'll get it eventually, I'm sure.
Eventually. I just can't find that spot yet.
Oh my gosh. And so, you know, now you used a smirk. Now you're smiling. Do you think it's brought more confidence within yourself?
Definitely. Definitely. I'm more outgoing now. I work for the National Park Service, so I see a lot of visitors that come through the park and stuff. And then I used to just shy away and not conversate with them and all that kind of stuff. So now I'm right up front talking to them. Hey, how was your day? How you doing? You enjoying the weather? Did you bring this with you? Because we've been having sunny days lately. But yeah, I love it. It's made me a lot more confident.
I also want to ask, if someone was in a position of maybe they lived further away from a center or a place to get their teeth done like you, what advice would you give to somebody looking to get this done and they need some guidance?
I would say go visit a center and actually see how the center is and how they work. I mean, I was amazed with the lab downstairs. They were working away and I was like, wow, these are going to be in somebody's mouth tomorrow. That's amazing to me, just to have teeth that quick. So yeah, if somebody's really interested in it and they really want to know something and learn something, go visit the center, ask questions, you know, get your questions answered. That or join Smile Makers Club and ask the questions on there like everyone else on the internet.
And as a reminder, don't forget to download the Dental Implant Cost and Information Guide in the description below to get some answers on what the cost can look like for you. If you found today's episode valuable, please consider giving us a rating or leaving us a review. It helps others discover the same information you did today.